Wonderful. Wonderful. Caroline, I'm thrilled that you come and get to share at the moment. But to start off with, I mean, I know, you know, three kids, busy family life, work commitments, lots of things that you are kind of committed to, evenings and all sorts. Why is it that you take time and give yourself to Alpha?
Oh, gosh, I love it. I think initially it is a little bit of an adjustment, and my kids have to have soup every Tuesday night for dinner for a few months out of the year. But they're okay with that. They understand why. But I think for me, I was a bit nervous about joining the Alpha team. It was on my dreams list, but I kind of thought, well, it is a funny time in life to really be going out and make a commitment to be out by just before 6 every Tuesday night. But the real reason probably that I never signed up was because I was nervous that I wasn't really smart enough. I'm not hugely academic, and what was I going to do if I got in a situation where somebody wanted some big answers and I couldn't give it to them? Yeah. But I got encouragement to join up anyway, and I found that actually because we work as a team that I can use my gifts, and I'm great at being friendly and I can love people really well, and I absolutely love it. But the main reason I think is because that I wanted to offer is because I know the truth is that it says in the Bible that if we seek God with all of his heart, we'll find him. Right. And it is such a fun privilege to get to be there while people are finding God sometimes for the first time. Yes. It's really exciting.
Brilliant. Well, I recognize that there might be some people here who have never heard of Alpha, don't know what an evening looks like. Could you maybe give us an introduction to kind of what that looks like then in an evening?
Sure, yeah. We just, we hold the Alpha course out in the coffee shop in the welcome area. So people arrive and we have coffee, and then we have a fantastic meal every week, and we just sit around and chat with each other while we have the meal. And then there's a short talk that is kind of talks about all, we have all sorts of topics like if there's God, then why is there so much suffering? Or how do we know that the Bible's true? Or who was Jesus? Those kind of things. And we have a short talk, and then we give most of the evening to a discussion time. We break up into groups, and people can just ask any question. They don't have to put it in nice words. It doesn't have to be what we talked about. People can just ask any question they want to ask, and we have discussion time.
Fantastic. Okay, so you've been involved the last couple of courses. Yeah. Tell me a little bit about maybe a highlight or two from your time on Alpha.
Yeah, it's really hard to come up with one highlight because generally I have one every week. But I think one really fun thing was a couple of courses ago, we had a young student in our group and lovely guy. And the next, it was on a Tuesday night, and on the Wednesday morning, I was picking up my kids from school and I saw him walking down the high street where my kids go to school. So I pulled the car over and said, "Hi," put the window down. And my 5-year-old in the back seat said, "He's my teacher." And I was like, "Oh," and he was doing his internship or whatever in my son's class, and it was absolutely amazing. I hadn't met him yet. And we had one time, we have partway through the course, we find that a lot of people start to, as they go on Alpha, a lot of people have questions about Christianity, and some of those questions start to get answered. But sometimes there are some people who come on the course and they think, "I can understand it, but I just need some sort of proof, something I can see with my own eyes, or some kind of proof that God is actually real and he does actually work today." And partway through the course, we invite some of our friends to come and just listen to God and bring prophetic words to these people who they've never met before. And so one particular night on the last course, my friend, who I knew really well by this point, in the course, she had shared loads about her life and her struggles, and this person stood up at the front, had never met her before, and just called her out and started just telling her all these things, all about her life and about things that other people never knew before. And I was just crying while I was listening, but then in the midst of my crying, I was rolling with laughter as well, because she was standing next to me, and under her breath, she's just swearing the whole time, because she can't believe that this guy knows all this stuff about her, and the penny was starting to drop that actually God knows her, sees her, and amazing. He loves her.
Fantastic. Isn't that good? Well, yeah, we can celebrate that. Now, there will likely be people here, as is often the case when we kind of share about Alpha, who are either thinking, "Yeah, okay, I'm interested enough. I would like to go and sit in on their wellness courses," or people here thinking, "Well, maybe I could invite someone along, bring them to a Tuesday night." How would you encourage those guys to do that?
Well, we've found that everyone who comes on the course says, it was amazing. I made friends. I feel really loved. And most people move along in their journey as well towards finding out more about God or encountering him personally. So I would just say that it is like win-win, net gain. It's 10 Tuesday nights of your life. And it is, I mean, there's absolutely nothing to lose. It's fantastic.
Fantastic. Yeah. Can we thank Caroline? Outstanding. Thank you so much.